Hello and welcome to Chump Change. It is Sunday, the 9th of February, 2020. And you're listening to Chump Change, which we talk about Bitcoin news, reviews, blockchain technology, that kind of stuff. I'm Rob, tuning in from the UK.
And I'm Luke, tuning in from South Korea.
How's it going out there, Rob?
Well, I'm good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm in the midst of a storm.
Oh, so, I saw the news. What's the storm called?
Obviously we don't really get that many storms here, but this one's meant to be quite a bad one. But I mean, it's nothing compared to, or might be nothing compared to what everyone else gets. So
some hurricanes, right?
So we spoke about natural disasters, didn't we, on last week's episode, actually, quite a bit, when we kind of said it'd been a bit of a bad year.
Yeah,
already.
Exactly. Yeah,
so this is one to add to the list.
Yeah, storms.
Yeah,
diseases.
Yeah,
and did quick coronavirus update. That's what it's gonna,
yeah, I suppose it's gonna segue into that.
Segue into it. So we have 27 confirmed patients now here in Korea, mostly in Seoul, where I live. I read on the news that 600 people are being tested and watched, so expect the number to rise quickly. Most people here don't believe the official figures. We think it's much higher.
I think that's kind of a widespread opinion, not just in South Korea.
Yeah, probably.
Because I believe when it originated in China, they kept it, didn't they? Kept it quiet.
Yeah, that's one of the big criticisms. There was a doctor who reported it, only to his own colleagues, actually, I think, and maybe one or two tweets online. And he got, not arrested, but he got fined by the government and the police in Wuhan City for spreading false rumors. And after a while, he went back to hospital and he caught the virus and he died recently. And he's become a bit of a public figure now. That's kind of like outrage. Like,
that is the worst.
Yeah, it's awful. So it's quite scary. So we'll keep you updated. Next week, I'll let you know how things are going here. But, you know, right now, it's not so bad in Seoul. We don't go outside much. We try to stay in and we wear masks a lot. So trying to keep safe. We bought a ton of noodles. Ready instant noodles, ready just in case something happens. You know, I've been seeing the news. So China, obviously, the shops have pretty much sold out stuff. Hong Kong, Singapore recently as well. So we're trying to be a little bit ahead of the game here in Korea, just stocking up on food just in case.
That's the thing. I've got a couple of trips this year, and Japan has been a few now, hasn't there?
Cases. I think Japan is the third worst, actually.
So I'm supposed to be there in a couple of months.
When are you going there? April, is it?
March, I believe.
Well, next month.
Yeah, March. Oh
wow.
Is it March? You know what? I'm not really the person that books this stuff. I just attend. But then also South Korea then, later in the year. Could everybody please fix this?
I'm tired of being inside too. Please fix this.
Right.
Anyway, okay. Crypto.
So we also spoke actually last week about the coronavirus and its impact on Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin is hit over 10,000.
I know it's a good number. It's currently at $10,071 on CoinMarketCap. That's great. Right? People get happy when it hits over 10K. And I have a question for you, Rob, that everyone asks when it hits 10K.
Okay.
And I want your honest answer.
Okay.
Is this the last, sorry, was it the last time you could have bought Bitcoin under 10K? Was it earlier today? Does that make sense?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Is it impossible to buy Bitcoin under 10K from now?
I've heard it phrased in a lot more eloquent ways, but... So what you're saying is,
have you missed the chance to buy Bitcoin under 10K?
Will you never be able to buy it lower than 10,000?
Yes, exactly.
Is that the question that you're asking?
That's my question.
I'm going to say no. You're still okay to. I think it's going to drop. But
okay.
How do you feel? You're an optimist.
Yeah, I'm an optimist. I think it's going to drop. just below 10K, then it's going to go back through, and that will be the last time.
Yeah.
Buy the dip. Buy the dip this time. That's my suggestion.
Okay. Which not advice. Not financial advice. Do your research. What I'm going to do.
Buy the dip. If it goes below 10K, buy it, because that'll be the last time.
So connecting the two now, do you think the coronavirus has had any impact on this 10,000?
Maybe. I mean, gold is doing kind of well right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a gold investor as well.
You love your gold.
Yeah. So, you know, gold acts as a safe haven, and the Chinese stock market is taking a bit of a beating. Mm. A lot of Chinese people have a lot of money they don't really trust their currency or their government that much. So they do look to get their wealth out of the country into property.
Yeah.
In London, Vancouver, these places. And also maybe Bitcoin is also an alternative to that.
So this actually brings me quite nicely on to the next thing I wanted to talk about, where the Federal Reserve has been released a statement, and they're basically admitting for the first time really that they are actually looking into what they say is CBDC. Do you know what that is?
No, I'm not sure.
So that is Central Bank Digital Currency. So that's an acronym, probably to confuse the general population, as always with these types of people. Yeah. but what they're doing is they've finally admitted that they're looking into it. And that's for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons, as you were speaking about, were you talking about China or were you talking about Japan in terms of not trusting the...
China.
Right. Yeah, I think there's a similar thing going on in Japan in terms of they don't really trust their currency that much. I don't know how true this is. It's just from what I've been reading on these articles that are out there related to this Federal Reserve inquiry. So one of the things mentioned is it's Japanese lawmakers are proposing a digital currency to counteract the influence of a forthcoming Chinese digital yen. So
interesting. Yes.
China.
Cool.
And have been for a while, right? Looking at digitalizing their currency.
Yeah, they have. I think they're pretty close.
I feel like maybe Japan sees that as a benefit and maybe has a similar problem. And that maybe they are both going to be the pioneers.
Japan might see that as a threat. They don't typically trust each other, the Japanese and Chinese.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm not too sure.
But. So there's that alongside of it. And okay, so jumping back into this to what was said. They're considering using their own digital currency is kind of what it is really. And what they've basically released is that they don't think really Bitcoin has led up to what it was supposed to be. So they say about, you know, a widely adopted, you know, currency. But they mention the fact that it's so volatile, and that there's a couple of problems. There's been little bits of bugs and that kind of going there. It's not good enough. Then they start talking about stable coins, talking about, okay, so pegging it to something. I think was it bonds or something like that, like bank issued bonds or something that it was kind of correlating to. They were looking at something like that, essentially pinning it to something so you don't get the volatility and the worth is more stable. But yeah, this is quite a big thing because it's the first time they've ever admitted into looking into stuff.
So, yeah, right.
And another side of this was it was kind of their hand was kind of forced because of Libra coin, Facebook's coin, and the fact that Facebook has an active user count of like 1/3 of the global population.
Yeah,
and if they're going to be bringing their own stable coin out, their digital currency, that they can't really be the last.
So China, of course, China's been developing its own currency for a while.
Yeah,
that's common knowledge.
Yeah.
So the US weren't that bothered by that, and they didn't seem to be too bothered by it. But and then also they weren't too bothered by Bitcoin or the typical stable coins because they're such niche, kind of a niche market right now.
Yeah.
But Facebook is obviously a humongous company.
Yeah, yeah.
And they that could really be a threat to the dollar.
Yeah, yeah,
so
exactly.
So obviously America relies heavily on its currency being the number one currency.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yep, interesting. So I haven't heard much about Libra coin for a while.
No.
So if I remember rightly, the original launch date was supposed to be Q2 2020, which is coming up quickly. So it's a few months away. Mm-hmm. So I doubt that's going to happen now. I think that's too soon. I don't think they anticipated the severity of the backlash.
No.
From the government, right? They obviously must have anticipated something, but it's been so strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see about that. I hope so. I think that'd be quite good for everyone, actually. Especially, I mean, obviously quite good for Facebook too, and make loads of money, but I think it'd be quite good for the crypto space.
Sure. I don't really know what, if that does happen. And by the way, it's been dubbed by a couple of the news websites and stuff as FedCoin. So you might see that popping up on news things. And,
right.
I don't think that's the official name or anything.
No, I don't think so.
But you can imagine that we're probably going to start seeing that more and more.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's keep an eye on that. That'd be cool.
I don't actually know what that means for Bitcoin at all.
No, I don't think it means that much, to be honest.
No, it's just
if anything, it's good news because I guess people are accustomed to using digital currencies.
Sure.
But Bitcoin's whole strength is being distant or being apart from government
decentralized
currencies,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's decentralized, no government can control it. So yeah. I still think that I don't think it has any negative effect on Bitcoin.
No.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So shall I was listening to Yahoo Finance on YouTube earlier.
Yeah.
And this this investment fund CEO came on. Her name is Cathie Wood. She's quite well known for being a big Tesla bull. So she was on the news a lot recently because Tesla went mental. Tesla, Bitcoin on wheels, apparently.
I like that.
Anyway, and she was on Yahoo Finance talking about Tesla plus other big investment ideas for 2020. And she came up with some good ideas like gaming, streaming, autonomous vehicles, all that kind of stuff. But then she also talked about crypto, and she gave an outrageous prediction for the next years, let's say a few years, 5 years, whatever. So she thinks, and her team, I guess, because she's the CEO of this investment fund, they think the crypto space is going to have a market cap of $3 trillion in five-ish years.
Do we know what it's at now?
Yeah, $200 billion. So that's insane. I don't know how much, it's just insane growth. What that works out as, if you're going to keep things as they are now, Bitcoin's price would be between $100,000 and $120,000 if that were to happen.
Okay, I mean, like when you put it in that kind of in that way, that's not like we hear those kind of claims quite a lot, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That price figure, you know,
$100K. Yes, yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe.
So yeah, she did when the she's on the show, and there were other analysts there, and they did kind of like question her a little bit.
Yeah,
she's like, this is our long-term view of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, so not next year, but you know, it's good to see some, let's say, institutional investors on TV giving these, you know, really huge claims to Bitcoin, not just people on Twitter.
yeah Getting the word out there for sure.
So yeah, that was good. That was good to know.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done with stuff today. I think keep it short and sweet. We're trying to get back on track a little bit with keeping things concise so you can fit them into kind of your day to day. Whereas we've sort of pushed that a little bit out of the boat. So we're going to try and bring that back.
Definitely.
If you've got any questions, cool. Go to our website, chumpchange.fm. You can click on Ask a Chump and send us a question. social media, all that kind of stuff can be found on there. Our Chump Change on Instagram. Our Chump Change on Twitter. Chumpchange.fm on Instagram.
Yeah, wicked.
All right. All right. Until next time.
See ya. 100K Bitcoin.
120K, she said, right? It'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be rich.